breath. Thank you, God, that you are with me. Keep my eyes protected. Today, I'm going to rejoice in you. I'm going to be glad. I'm going to thank you, and I'm going to walk where you want me to walk. I am going to rely on you today. And that's what he's after. I was prepared to speak about the life of Joseph. And I still am. Probably the much shorter version. But there's so much in those several chapters. It just blows me away in how, as a young man, God had given Joseph this dream. And he kind of primed his pump, if you will. But Joseph, being so young, didn't know what to do with that dream. He didn't know. And a lot of times we'll look at people in the Bible, read it, and it's hard for us to connect because maybe some of the words, maybe some of the culture, maybe because they seem too perfect. But if you really look at the life of Joseph, and most of us, a lot of us are familiar with the life of Joseph, he was full of mistakes. Why? Because his God is perfect. He was full of mistakes. He started off young and boastful. That's how I read into it. Showed off his dream to the point where his brothers already disliked, they hated him actually. He was the favorite. And then he comes around with his dream saying, you guys, basically, you guys are going to bow down to me. Even his dad rebuked him. And he was his father's favorite. However, it does say that his dad held on to those. He thought. It's like he kept processing the dreams in the back of his mind. But because he was hated by his brothers, they threw a plan together to kill him. The oldest, Reuben, says, no, I need to protect my brother. I'm the oldest. It's my responsibility. Basically, probably fall on his head. And anyways, one thing led to another. He got sold as a slave. But he had this dream. I could imagine what he was thinking. But I've had this dream. I'm going to be somebody. And shortly after, he's a slave. He's a slave. He's bound. He's doing what he's told to do. He doesn't get to make a lot of choices on his own. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. We cannot leave here the same today. I'm just going to interject that freely as I speak. God wants us to be who he's created us to be. A lot of us know the outcome of Joseph. He ends up being second in charge of the whole land of Egypt. God knew who Joseph was. God knew he gave him a dream. God knew what Joseph would and wouldn't do. God knew that Joseph needed 13 years. 13 years of tests and trials. 13 years of imprisonment and slavery. 13 years of being let down by the world. 13 years of things not going how he thought they should go. 13 years of being abused and laughed at. But God knew he would do all that. God knew who Joseph was. He created him. I am so encouraged by this story. This man went through hell on earth and back. I mean, to a degree, he went through everything. And at the towards the end of the story, when the famine, he goes to jail. He, you know, I mean, just there's so much. He had, there's letdown after letdown. He was he got accused of wanting to rape Potiphar's wife. And he didn't actually. He said, how could I sin against my God? I mean, he went right to this. How on earth could I do such a thing to my God? He gets thrown in jail. Interprets a couple dreams. I do know one thing that stands out to me is that he gave God the credit. He said only God can interpret dreams. Because in Egypt at that time it was very common. Sorcery and things like that were very common. So he goes through thick and thin, up and down, left and right, disappointment after disappointment. And he gets promoted. When God felt that he was ready, he got promoted. When God felt he was ready, he got promoted. Thank you, cutie. And after his brothers wanted to kill him, but ended up selling him into slavery. And 13 years later, or so, guess who he runs into? His brothers. And they're in great need. He's the second in charge. They wanted to kill him. He tests their hearts. He wants to see where they're at. He messes with them a little, if you will. He does. They don't recognize him, but he recognizes them. I mean, this is 13 plus years, so a lot has changed. His appearance. I'm sure the last place they expected to run into their brother, whom they sold as a slave 13 years later, is second in charge of the land. I mean, I'm sure that didn't even cross their mind. Even if they might have recognized him, they probably blew it off because it made no sense to them. Made no sense. Made no sense. Makes no sense. God uses the foolish things of this world to confound the wise, or something pretty similar to that. Makes no sense. It doesn't make sense while I'm standing up here. It doesn't make sense why Stephen's here with us today. And I'm sure many of you can say the same thing. It doesn't make sense. But we're here, and Joseph was there. He had an opportunity to take revenge. He had a great opportunity. But he didn't. And you know why he didn't? Because he recognized who his God is. Well, I could say who his God was. He recognized that everything that he went through was for a reason. He actually says, you did not send me here. God sent me here. You're still back there. It's funny because my oldest son was at his mother's the other night. It was a school night, second day of school. The kid was saying something on Facebook at 11 p.m. I said, get off of the computer, go to bed. Typed it to him. And it turned into some other conversation. But Pastor Eric back here says on there, basically letting him know that, you know, you are where you are for a reason. This school year, this school, your friends, everything. You are where you are for a reason. And that ties perfectly into this today. God, what he's doing, he has us where he has us for a reason. This story, this kiddie story Bible, what does it mean to us? Where are we in this story? Well, each one of us is placed perfectly, positioned perfectly where we are for a divine reason. Joseph understood that his divine reason was to save his people. Joseph understood that. His brothers were scared. I mean, could you imagine? I mean, they were scared. And he said, "What you intended to harm me, but God meant it for good." He was able to recognize that the trials in his life were to his benefit. In prison, as a slave, being let down time and time. Anybody here have been let down lately? Nobody. Awesome. I have. Have you been let down lately? I mean, for real. Come on. The world will let you down every single opportunity you allow it to. That's why we serve the Lord. Let down after let down. Trial after trial. Test after test. He was in it waist high. And God knew. He understood. Joseph understood where he was. Let's be real. I can't tell you that he was grateful. His flesh was not grateful at all. I'm sure of it. I have flesh. That's how I'm sure of it. It was not pleasing. But by his faith and by the Spirit of God, he was able to understand, to persevere, and to push through where he was, because he understood that God had given him a dream and had a plan for his life. Let me ask you, do you have a dream? Do you have visions? Do you have hope? What do you see in your future? Is it your dream? Is it God's dream? Is it yours? Is it God's? Where do you see your future? Some say, well, I'm too young. Well, I'm too old. Well, I'm this or that. No, forget all that. Your future is tomorrow. Your future is in 5 years. Where do you see yourself then? Is it where you believe God wants you to be? He's given us a dream. He's given us a purpose. We are his people. We cannot live like the world lives. We cannot step our butts out there and behave a different way until we come back or until we see. We can't do that. It's a new day. Roger Rowe, God bless you. God bless all of you. But the word of the Lord is here and it's strong and it is right and perfect and it is for each one of you. But you better grab it. You better hold on to it. And you better walk it out. I'm speaking to me. Tell me, trust me when I tell you I have trials. Trust me when I tell you my life is not a cakewalk. Trust me when I tell you I fall. But you better trust me even more when I tell you that I stand back up. I am in love with you, God. I don't care how many times I fall. I don't care what I go through. I am in love with you. I am in love with you. It doesn't matter. I have the ability given to me by the Spirit of God to know that tomorrow's going to be okay, if it comes, for crying out loud. But I'll be okay. And I know because God has told me that I need to bring all you guys with me and all of them. I know. This is not rocket science, which is actually pretty easy, rocket science. I'm just saying we are destined for greatness. We are the kingdom is now. The kingdom is within us. We take it where we go. If church got shut down tomorrow, you know what? I love you guys, but I'm okay. I'll still love them. I'll still live for them. We'll be doing some underground sneak attacks and getting arrested and whatever, but I love him. I don't care. I mean, I love you guys, and don't get me wrong, but It's correct. The kingdom's in us. It's within us. It's correct that we have the ability, the authority over the world, over the Satan, over his deceptions, over his demons. We have authority over all of that. Don't get hyped up and walk out there and go, you better walk away here changed. And if you let God, if you let him right now just touch you, a lot of us have been touched. Let him keep doing it, because we're going to walk out of here and we're not just going to hear this, because the last thing I want to do is get up here and pump you guys up and then do it again in a week or a month. That's pointless. That serves no purpose. Nancy? The full armor of God. The full armor of God. These stories in the Bible, they're for us today. They give us hope. They're not just words in a book. They are the truth. And it will set you free. God, I am thankful for what you're doing here in each one of us as a body. It's uncomfortable at times, but Lord, I'm going to tell you, I trust you. And I trust that when I get lazy or when I get complacent, I trust not only that, I ask of you that you will kick us a swift one in the rear. I am serious that you will not allow us to be complacent, but that each day, though it may look extremely different from the previous day, that we will be obedient. We will walk in you, not by power nor by might, but by the Spirit of the Lord comes the victory. Come on, that's where the victory is. We need to constantly lift each other up. I don't know what your prayer life is like. It's been a challenge for me at times. I'm sure we all experience something similar. Well, I read something the other day. This person was talking about their prayer life and their devotional life and how a couple days on, day or two off, and just felt defeated and just felt like it just wasn't working and almost condemned. And this person said, and then I just asked God, God, it's not by my power, it's not by my will, but it's by you. Will you give me the grace? Will you give me the discipline to pursue you how I truly want to? Because on your own, it won't work. A system won't work. It won't work. But when you understand that God is the source and that he will draw you near, when you understand that he is constantly at bat for you, that it's by his power and his might, it'll work. Joseph went through a troubled life for a period of time. Please don't misunderstand. Don't think that you serve God and everything should be great, because that's actually the opposite of what it is. We're actually told to be prepared, that the enemy will not stop at anything to get your soul. He won't give up. He won't quit. So the second that you decide you're going to take a break, you give him an entrance. But Joseph went through this life. He understood who his God was. He understood that God gave him a dream. And though he might have got boastful in the beginning with the dream, he might have mishandled it, God said, it's okay, son. I love you. And guess what? That dream's still going to happen. That's still going to happen. And it was a journey. And so for those of us who are in the middle of a trial, of a tribulation, of a journey, for those of us who are on the downside of one, just know that He loves you. Know that He's there with you. Know that He is pulling you through it, and that you are going to be 10 times the person you were before, and that it has a purpose. Wherever you work, wherever you live, whatever hobbies you're involved in, whatever online activity you're involved in, He has a purpose. If you don't know, then you need to seek Him. If you can say, I am not so sure what my purpose is, then you need to fall on your knees. And you need to cry out to God, because He's faithful. And say, God, what dreams do you have for me? What fuel do you have to put in my tank? He'll be faithful. He is faithful. Thank you, Lord, for your perfect word. Thank you, God, that you are moving like nothing we've experienced before, ever. Lord, that, Father, your mercies are new each day. Thank you, God, that you reside within us. That you give us the authority over the enemy. Open our eyes. Thank you for the new chapter, and help us to rely on you as this chapter is written out. We rely on you. Father, you are faithful. Lord, there is none like you. And I'm excited for how you're moving, Lord. And I'm excited. I just pray right now, just your spirit of encouragement over your people. Lord, that we will understand that we'll take our place, and we understand that we are created for such a time as this. Jesus' mighty name. Jesus' mighty. Will you stand with me, please? Let's stand. Come on. Lord, we love you. We thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. We, Father, are relying on you. Let us get us out of your way so that you can do what you need to do. God, we praise your name. We praise your mighty name. Lord, we praise your mighty name. Thank you for empowering us. Thank you for the victory, Heavenly Father. Thank you for your perfect word. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I would like us together, I don't care what it sounds like, I would like us to thank Him. I would like us out loud to thank Him for what He's doing in our lives and for who He is. And God, I thank you that you are restoring our family, God. I thank you, God, that you have given us hope and strength and life. I thank you, Lord, God, that you are faithful in every way, Lord. I thank you, God, that your word is alive and it is within me. Father, that I can literally implant the word into others around me and change their whole life. In Jesus, I thank you for that, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
I need you to hear. before Josh started to speak, the Lord showed me his light and his glory, which has always been my personal vision of him. But what he showed us is we're here in an arena, and this light was just falling in this arena. And it was cast in a way where we could all receive it. But someone or someone's could see the light, but it was like it was on the other side of our foothills. They weren't receiving it in here. They were looking at it, and that was good. It was good that they could see it and want it. But it would be better to walk in it. So keep your eyes on the light, but receive it. It is for you. It is for you now, today, here, every minute that you walk. So find a way to go beyond looking at it and to dwell in it, because it's here.
So thank you. Lord bless all of you. What we're doing now is we want to stick around and hang out and pray and encourage one another. So this is open. If you want to join, link arms with us in prayer. If you healing, I'm whatever. It is, it's here right now. It's here. It's within us. We want to join together and do that. So that's how we're going to roll. Everybody else, please join us, or you're more than welcome to do whatever you're going to do. I don't want to tell you to leave because I'm afraid you'll leave. So however you say that without saying that, God bless you. We're going to pray. Thank you, Lord. You play for me.